Hi, welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Well, first of all, Amanda, we should touch on the mighty Lazarus in the Inter-Dominion last week. Gee, what a win that was.
What a win. It does seem a bit like old news now, but we couldn't have this podcast without mentioning that great victory. He sat outside them, ran away from them, and when I say them, I mean some really quality horse flesh that Lazarus just dominated. It was nice to see Mark Purden. That was his sixth Inter-Dominion win, so now he's the most successful driver of that series. He obviously won last year's race with Smolder, and he's won three pacing Inter-Dominion finals and three trotting ones. Prior to that, Brian Hancock, who's known as Mr. Inter-Dominion, he had won five Inter-Dominion, so now Mark has surpassed that. But yeah, Lazarus, what a win. Very tough effort. He was brilliant throughout the whole series. And good news for WA. Lazarus is expected to stay on over there and race in their big feature races like the Fremantle and WA Cups before returning to the East Coast, where obviously the Miracle Mile will be one of his main aims.
Having a look at some of the other runners in the Inter-Dominion, I noticed Lenny the Shark was sort of throwing his head around a bit. He didn't quite look comfortable, did he?
Yeah, he looked like he just wanted to get going, and I think he was a bit unlucky. He sort of didn't get to get running as early as what he probably needed to get into that race. You know, you can't afford to have a horse like Lazarus, and Tiger Tara was leading, and give them too many lengths, especially, you know, after they ran a moderately slow lead time, and the first two quarters weren't too slick for that class either. So, you know, at some stage Lenny had to get into the race, and it was probably a little bit too late. But unfortunately, that's just the way the race panned out. You know, the way, as soon as the barrier draws came out, it looked like Tagatara was going to lead and Lazarus was outside them. So where does that leave Lenny the Shark? You wouldn't expect, Lazarus to hand up to him early in the race. So, yeah, that's just unfortunate, but I think we'll see Lenny bouncing back in the winner's circles very soon.
And what did you make of Tiger Tara?
Yeah, I thought he was great in defeat. You know, look, he did have it. He was lucky to run a slower lead time and those slower two earlier quarters, but I just think, you know, he went as good as he can, and Lazarus is just a freak. So I think still a really good run, and it's been a huge journey for Tiger Tara. He obviously went over to New Zealand, raced in the New Zealand Cup and the Free For All, and flew all the way back over to WA, so, and you know, had the tough task of the Inter-Dominion series of the three heats and final. So, you know, I think he certainly hasn't lost any fans with that effort.
And the Inter-Dominion, that was the last one at Gloucester Park for a while. It's back over to the East Coast.
Yeah, that's right. So Harness Racing New South Wales, Harness Racing Victoria and Harness Racing New Zealand have all combined keep the Inter-Dominion going, and so for the next 9 years we'll rotate between those three, the two states and obviously New Zealand, the South and North Island. So next year we'll see it over in Victoria, and I had confirmation from the Harness Racing New South Wales CEO this morning, John Dumsey, that the format of the Inter-Dominion is going to stay its traditional format for the next 3 years, which is good to hear. Apparently, there was a rumour out there that the series could go to just two heats and a final as opposed to the three. So, but yeah, confirmation is that it's staying in its traditional format for the next 3 years.
Fantastic. Now, the Australasian Young Drivers Championship gets underway at Redcliffe.
Yeah, tonight. So there are four heats at Redcliffe tonight, and then the series moves across to Albion Park on Friday for a couple more heats, and then it concludes at Albion Park this Saturday night with four more heats. And the winner, of course, will be crowned Australasia's number one young driver. And for New South Wales, we're lucky. We've got two representatives this year. We've got Toddy McCarthy, because he's the defending champion. He won the series over in Western Australia last year, so he gets to go around again. And it was really great that Todd won last year. It was the first time since 2004 that a driver from New South Wales had won that series. And also representing New South Wales this year is Chris Geary. So he was last season's leading concession driver in New South Wales, hence why he got that spot. So overall, Simon, there's 10 drivers that are competing in this race series. So from all the leading young drivers from all the racing states here in Australia, as well as over in New Zealand from the North and South Island. So, yeah, watch this space over the next few days to see who comes out and wins.
Yeah, good stuff. So that's Redcliffe tonight. Albion Park Saturday night is the last night of the summer carnival. They've got a couple of feature races, including the Queensland Cup.
Yes, a Group 2 race. And sticking with the New South Wales theme, we're represented again in the race with Aztec Bromac, who's drawn ideally in Barrier 3 for the feature race. He's performed really well in his two starts up in the Sunshine State for this campaign. He finished third in the Beagwood Johnny Sprint, and then he won the Christmas Cup last week. So I think he'll run a strong race in that feature. Robbie Morris is down to drive him, and Robbie will also partner Iona Grinner in the Darrell Alexander Memorial Trotting Championship, which is another feature race at Albion Park this Saturday night. And Iona Grinner, she's been in fantastic form. She's won her two heats up there in Queensland and looks a really strong contender in that field, as well as a Blake Fitzpatrick train, Blazing Under Fire, which will be driven by Peter McMullen in that trot feature race. So, yeah, it looks like New South Wales has a few strong chances at Albion Park on Saturday night.
And looking at Menangle on Saturday night, Amanda, we've got the Group 3 Christmas gift on, where Admiral Bronski's drawn the pole and come up the $2.20 favourite.
Yeah, it's a really strong race, and it traditionally is. For many years from my memory. And yes, Admiral Bronski, he's won his three starts back from a spell, and he has the gate speed to utilise that barrier one. So he looks one of the ones to beat, as well as Mrs. Brown's Boy, who has remained unbeaten in Australia in nine starts. And I was looking at both horses' records, and Mrs. Brown's Boy has rated a mile in 152 and change, whereas Admiral Bronski, the fastest he's ever gone, is 153 and change. So if you like that and look at those kind of stats, Mrs. Brown's Boy might be the better value at $2.90 at the moment with tab fixed odds. And you certainly can't underestimate a horse that's never been beaten in Australia.
And Bling It On's racing Saturday night as well.
Yeah, he sure is. So that will most likely be his last start before he heads to Bathurst for the Shirley Turnbull Memorial. He's a $1.35 favourite, drawn out wide, should start from barrier 10, you'd expect, with the removal of the scratching. He's been in sensational form, and yeah, he looks hard to beat.
Right, and Melton, Tabcorp Park Melton on Saturday night, have a feature Group 3 free-for-all as well.
Yeah, they sure do. New South Wales represented again. Jimmy Rattray's heading down there for the popular arm free-for-all with Pasha Cutie, who's been in really good form, ran fifth in the Truer Memorial last Friday night, which was won by My General Lee at Bankstown. So My General Lee, he's trained by Michael Doltoff, driven by Josh Willick, and they took out a treble at Bankstown's feature meeting last Friday. But yeah, back to Melton this Saturday. So Pasha Cutie's in that free-for-all, and you also see Messini going around. So that's another good race to keep an eye on. So there's some good watching and listening on Saturday night.
And you got some news on Thunder Road, who's set to trial.
Yes, yeah, he's coming back. He trialled at Menangle yesterday, won a trial there. He won quite easy, but he was scratched from a race at Menangle a couple of weeks ago, and caught up with trainer driver Darren Hancock, and he said the horse had some bruising in his leg. He must have bumped it somewhere. He doesn't know how, but so hence why he was scratched. And he said he scratched the horse more of as a precaution, because he has some pretty big things coming up on his calendar in the new year. But yeah, he looked very impressive at the trials yesterday. Won it comfortably, went 158 and change, which is nothing for on Thunder Road. But yeah, the main goals for this horse, who was crowned Australian Trotter of the Year this year, is the Great Southern Star down in Victoria on January 27. And then naturally you'll think the Grand Prix in March is the next aim. So, yeah, he's on track to still chase those features, which is really good to hear.
Looking forward to watching his progress. Amanda, thanks very much for your help. Enjoy the week ahead. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Yes, sounds great. Yeah, a huge weekend coming up. As you said, all those feature races on Saturday night. Here in New South Wales, we've got two big meetings on Friday, Bathurst and Newcastle. Newcastle have 10 races, and out at Bathurst, they have their Soldiers Saddle Final, which has attracted a really strong field. Saturday night, we obviously race at Menangle, and also Wagga. And Wagga has their Christmas Cup on. And we also race at Parks this Sunday. So plenty happening once again.
Thanks very much, Amanda. Catch you next week.
Catch you then.